This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. We're brought to you by Brian Comboy of MassMutual New York State, Trey Waluski of Under Armour Golf, and our great friends at CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc today. Bundle your home and auto with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc. Tip of the cap, thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Abert. Tennessee Titans NFL draft recap. They started in the first round and they got their guy. J.C. Latham is a man. 6'6", 345. Offensive tackle, number one on the board for basically everybody in terms of the offensive tackle position. He's just massive. Strength, moves people downfield, you know, moves defensive linemen off the ball, overwhelms the linebackers at the second level, plays with the edge, played at SEC, on the SEC stage, played at Alabama. He honestly does it all. He rarely loses battles with his feet or his hands. He bends at his size, which is mind-blowing. Started 25 games at right tackle and played some guard as well. He's just a prototypical right tackle in a power run scheme. He's going to flatten you. That's what it boils down to. And, you know, it's interesting when you think about that and then you look at Brian Callahan, who's the new coach. He didn't really build that in Cincinnati. You know, he's known for building a passing offense there with the three wide receiver set and all the rest of it. And Latham's never taken a snap at left tackle, which is really their biggest need. So if they switch him over there, you do have some, you know, some models of football that he isn't quite used to. He's so elite that he'll probably be able to you know, glide over and glide in and adjust and all the rest. The Titans are plugging him in on the right side now, however, and Latham's power and everything else should be just really, really good for the pros. Now, many people are saying that there is a chance that, and I think I said earlier, number one tackle on everybody's board. What I left out was number one based on the size and the blend for the size. Some people had, you know, Fontenot of Washington. They had Olufashinu from Penn State. So they ranged for sure. I've seen tons where Latham was number one. Seen tons where it was, you know, Fashinu and Fontenot and, you know, so, but the size of Latham with the blend of the skill set put him kind of at number one for a lot of people. Maybe there were better options because of, you know, those other guys I mentioned, but there's similar grades amongst the three, and no doubt that Latham's a first-round talent, so they gave it a shot with him. Texas defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat goes in the second round to Tennessee. A guy who, another, again, huge, huge man. You know, Tennessee really wants to bulk up at the line of scrimmage. Interior run stopper, size, strength, occupies double teams, does the whole thing, big time upper body. You know, you can use him in the goal line packages and all the rest. And he's probably a top 35, 40 player on the board for a lot of people. But you got some weight management concerns. He had a recent DWI. Teams reevaluated his stock going right into this thing. So you kind of don't love the off the field stuff. You don't like some of the tendencies. He was impactful enough at Texas to win the Outland as the nation's best defensive lineman last year. He is a nose tackle with that, you know, the quickness and the gap shooting that they like and can crash the backfield. And when you put him and Jeff Simmons, again, assuming he behaves and he plays, Jeff Simmons and Sweat next to each other, that's a handful. That's a handful. Cedric Gray from North Carolina, a linebacker that the Titans really liked in the fourth round, a 6'2", 240 guy, highly productive inside guy, big-time tackle machine, rangy. He's a high-compete dude. He flashes some high ball skills, and he had 5 picks and 18 passes defended. So here's a guy who, you know, Tennessee really had their eye on, a guy who played at the big level at the ACC, right? And they really like him. They really like him. Jarvis Brownlee Jr. out of Louisville, a corner, 5'10", 200, small in height, fine in width and size, physical, tough press zone corner. They definitely wanted to improve secondary-wise. The Titans give up too many big plays, and you got to be able to stop some of those. He can intercept it. He's a natural hands guy. He's competitive at the catch point. Tackles fairly well. He's aggressive. So Tennessee likes, you know, that addition for sure. Three more to get to for the Tennessee Titans on the NFL draft recap side of things here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends at Stanley Law Offices. Stanley Law Offices, together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward, and a tip of the cap thank you as well to Byrne Dairy, Bowers & Company CPAs, RV source of Central New York, and our great friends over at Brewerton Ace Hardware. Ace is the place this spring and summer. Route 11 in Brewerton. Stop by for all your needs inside and outside your home. Pool supplies, the best in steel products, lawnmowers, and more. Brewerton Ace Hardware. Make sure you sign up for the rewards program and save today at Brewerton Ace Hardware. More on the Tennessee Titans NFL draft next on the MLSP.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our great friends at Welch & Company Jewelers, the Allen Angus Pub, and Courtney at Maple Downs Senior Living Community. Make sure you give Courtney a call today and get a free tour of Maple Downs Senior Living Community. You might have a friend or a loved one. It's getting a little too hard to live on your own. Want to go to a safe, secure environment? Set up a meeting with Courtney at 315-400-9666. That's 315-400-9666. All utilities included, as well as the meals. It's all there at Maple Downs, an all-inclusive amenities situation. Maple Downs Senior Living Community in Courtney, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And oh, by the way, they have a shuttle within 10-mile radius of the community for your errands as well. Maple Downs Senior Living Community at holidayseniorliving.com. And you can call Courtney today for a free tour at 315-400-9666. So wrapping up the Tennessee Titans, they go to Tulane in round six. Again, a lot of hope here for value and depth and versatility and making the roster and can you find a diamond in the rough? All the things that we talk about a million times until our eyes are, our face is blue. Jaquan Jackson, 5'9", 190, super shifty, probably more of a slot guy. But he's a burner. He can catch it and go. And definitely need more of that. You know, if you're a Titan fan, you watch this team. They don't create big plays and they give up too many big plays. If you watch Titan football, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This club, you know, they've got a couple of nice players on this team, but they don't have blowaway stuff. Their wide receiver room, you know, Treylon Burks, ever since really, you know, the DeAndre Hopkins acquisition and the A.J. Brown departure. They were hoping to capture some lightning in a bottle with Hopkins. Not even close to what he used to be. And A.J. Brown is one of the top probably four to six wide receivers in the NFL. They just don't. I mean, Treylon Burks is a really nice player, but he hasn't broken out to be a number one. He was a great player at Arkansas. Great player. And when they drafted him, they thought, yeah, there's the A.J. Brown filling. Not quite. He's big, he's physical, you know he is. I mean, you love the traits, 6'2", 230, and there's still time for him. But this team, the running back room is weak, the wide receiver room is weak, right? I mean, they just do not have big play opportunities. They don't create them, they don't get them, they don't make them. And their quarterback room is brutal. I mean, Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, Malik Willis. I mean, Tennessee is just not going to provide a big offensive game. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Now, they did a couple of times this year, shockingly, you know, put up, you know, 28 points in games. But again, that's also the NFL where, you know, you can't defend anybody. You can't touch anybody. So they're hoping that this Tennessee Titans offense can change with this pick out of Tulane in terms of Jaquan Jackson. James Williams, a safety out of Miami, goes to Tennessee out of the seventh round. Big kid, 6'5", 235, big, violent downhill striker, and likes to get after the ball, is what you read, what you see. And then Michigan edge rusher Jalen Harrell in the seventh round, yet another one of Jim Harbaugh's Wolverines in the NFL. He's got the length, the change of direction skills, quickness. He'll develop, and I think he'll probably be in the league for a while, even though he's picked in the seventh round. Because these Michigan guys are just tough-nosed dudes, man. Right? Slips, blocks, run defender, pretty good. So, big effort guy. Comes from a Harbaugh football factory. So, you know, again, you get into these spots and you're looking for all those things I mentioned before. You know, versatility, depth, right? Diamond in the rough possibilities, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times the board's just kind of blown up. You're like, okay, let's just go with that, you know? Yeah, Michigan, national championship player, defensive player, Harbaugh. Sure. Let's take our chances. High character, boom. So there you have it with the Tennessee Titans. And how will we remember this draft? I think two things. If it pans out, J.C. Latham, is he your bookend right tackle? Or, I don't know, maybe he changes to left. But is he a bookend tackle? Period, end of discussion. And is the offense changing at all? I mean, they went a lot of I mean, let's be honest. They went a lot of defense in this draft. A lot of defense. I mean, they went defensive tackle, linebacker, corner. They went with Juquan Jackson out of Tulane. Will they regret not taking enough offense? Because where are the offensive playmakers for an offense that does not produce? Big risk for Tennessee. ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Ken's Auto Detailing, Barks and Rec, Doggy Daycare, and Camillus Golf Club. I was there just a couple weeks ago and was there just a couple days ago. And Camillus looks amazing. 18 holes of championship golf and great food and drink and during your round and, of course, before and after your round as well. Also, make sure you stop by and book your league there and book your tournament there as well. It's an awesome place to play golf. It's super scenic. Tremendous, tremendous place. Camillus Golf Club is the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. And again, tip of the cap, thank you to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, Bob Lindsley and Daryl Aber. Tennessee Titans NFL Draft Recap is in the books. I'm Mike Lindsley. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves, and to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner. Every day, every way.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.